5 great restaurants to visit in Edinburgh. I lived in Edinburgh for 4 years as a student, and one of my absolute favourites was noodles and dumplings. I took these videos at the Glasgow branch, but I used to live around the corner from the Edinburgh branch when I was a student, and I would go there, get takeaway, and then eat it in my room on my own when I was really stressed. It's gotten me through some tough times. This is an authentic Chinese place that hand makes all of their noodles and dumplings, and it is absolutely worth a visit. It is cash only, so if you do go, be prepared. My next recommendation is a place called Copper Blossom. It's a really nice cocktail bar that does food as well. This was like the it girl place to have your 21st birthday back in the day, and it still does amazing drinks and good food. Their small plates are really good, you have to try the crispy mushrooms, and their bao buns, which come imprinted with their logo, are also fantastic. They also do a boozy brunch here, I think that would be fantastic with a larger group. The competition for burgers is fierce in Edinburgh, but Bread Meets Bread is, in my opinion, the OG, and one of the best places to get burgers in the city. They've got lots of vegan and gluten-free options too, and you should definitely not miss their tater tot poutine, which is incredible. Chez Jules is a very well-known French restaurant in Edinburgh. It's very reasonably priced, very dark, atmospheric, candlelit. The food is incredible, and it is well worth a visit. My final recommendation is Casserole Wang. There are two locations in the city, one on Candlemaker Row and one near Haymarket. It's a self-serve hot pot place. Basically, you pick your ingredients, hand it over to the staff. They cook everything for you in this one big bowl, and then you mix up your own sauce and then dip to your heart's content. You pay by the weight, so you can have as much or as little as you like. And it's a great way to try out Chinese hot pot without the worry of having to cook everything yourself.